There's enech nami. The keteris like kumari. Hataya Mishnah is not talking about what you have to do about the keteris. But Rashi umiyu vaday tzorach lahak the keteris acheris. True. Havad you have to do over again the keteris. Havad you have to do it over again. Acha shchitas parzeh. After you did the shchita of this par, Havad will have to do over again another maista chafina. The keteris like kumari. This we're not talking about it. But Havad you have to do it over again. Omar Ula. Ula said like this. Soyer sheshochatu koydem matin domi shopar. What about the soyer, the seer of the chatas lashem? You shechted it before koydem matin domi shopar. Before you made the hazois of the dam in the kodesh kadoshim, the lochrid liyosa bleiklum. That's pshita. That's according to everybody. But this is an avoido that's done, or at least the way we had before. This is an avoido tzorich prim. Like shechting the soyer, that's an avoider that you have to shecht it in order to have the dam to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this is also considered like an avoider sarach panim. So if you do the shechit at the wrong place, you shecht it before you were made the hazois and the dam apar, the shechit is no good, and you have to go over again. Tinan, as learned in our Mishnah, hitim dam hasoyer, dam apar, yachzer v'yazer midam hasoyer. So Mishnah said, let's say, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, first you made the hazois of the dam hasoyer, and then you use the dam hapar, so the dam hasoyer is posel, it's no good. You just have to go over again and do first the dam hapar, and then do the dam hasoyer. The yazim dam hasoyer acha dam hapar. After you finish with the dam hapar, then you do again the dam hasoyer. That's all the Mishnah's mashma. But it doesn't say you have to do another shchita on the soyer. For the Gemara of Yemisa, if you hold like the Ulus Halacha here, yachso v'yishchot miboyle. You should have to do the shchita over again. Because here we're talking about that you made the hazoyis of the dam hasoyer before you did the dam hapar. Now the halacha according to Ulur is that you're not allowed to shech the soyer before you do the dam hapar, you make the hazoyis. That you say there has to be first bring bimazeh, the dam of the par, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Kohen goes outside and makes the shchita on the soyer. Now here, obviously, if he made the hazoyis, he spritzed the dam of the soyer first, he already made the shchita of the soyer. And the Mishnah just says, you have to go do the dam hapar, and then do over again the dam hasoyer. But mashma, we don't have to do another shchita, just do the dam hasoyer over again. That's not like Ula. Ula says if you shechted the soyer before the zrik, the hazoyis of the dam hapar, it's no good. And for the Gemara, Tirgum Ula, b'matonish b'heichel, enichnami. Ula's din, or Ula will learn our Mishnah, we're not talking about in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Havadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did the right order. That first you brought the whole Seder of the dam hapar. You made the Hazoyis of the dam hapar. And then the Kohen Gadol went to do the Shechita of the Soyer. So in the Heichel, did it the right, in Lofnai and Lofnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he did it the right way. The Mishnah is talking about later, when the Kohen Gadol went out to the Heichel to make the Hazoyis towards the Proches, there, instead of doing the dam hapar first, he did the dam of the Soyer. So there, the only Chzor Nidji did the wrong order. So Aloch Riz, do the dam hapar, and then you have to do over again the dam hasoyer. But again, to the shchita, avada, the shchita of the soyer was done in its right place. The shchita was done after the hazois of the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So tirgum ulu b'matana shebeichel, v'chein omer of Ephes, b'matana shebeichel. Our Mishnah that says, if you made the hazois of the soyer first, all you have to do is do the dam hapar, and then do over again the dam hasoyer, is talking about in the dam of the hazois in the heichel, but not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was done the right order, so the shchita was done at the right time. The only chzorin that was done now in the heichel, you did the wrong seder of the hazois, so just do over again, do the dam hasoyer over again after the dam of the par. Yes. Right. That's what our Mishnah says. That let's say when the Kohen Gadol was in the middle of doing the Avodas in the Heichel, he already finished in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Dam of the Par and Dam of the Soyer. Now he's in the middle of doing it in the Heichel towards the Preches. If all the blood spilled out, so the Mishnah says you have to have a new Korban, get new blood, but you don't have to go over again to Lefnai and Lefnim. What was done, what's completely done, is finished already. You just have to start over again in the Heichel. Or who adin b'mizbeach? If you already finished towards the Preches, and now you started to put the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnim, and now in the middle of the Mizbeach, all the dam spilled out,
The halacha is you have to have a new carbon par and a new carbon soyer, but you don't have to make this rikas over again in the panim and the hechel. No, that was done was done. You just have to start over again for this last avoida of the mizbeach ha-panim. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Tanna Rabbanan.
The pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh that zeh lefnai lefnim. That means we have a kapora with this soyer on the avoiras that were done with tumas that took place in the kodesh kadoshim. Oyo moyed. Zehechel. That means any tumma that took place in the hechel, you have a kapara with this carbon. Mizbeach kemashmo. If any tumma took place by the mizbeach, yichaper elu azoros. If any tumma took place even in the azora, hakahanim kemashmo. It's mashmo the kahanim. Imakhal. What does the pasuk mean? Imakhal elu Yisrael. Yichaper elu halavim. It means the levim. In other words, hushvu kulo mechaporachas. It means all of them, the Kahanim, the Yisraelim, and Leviim, all have the same kapara with the same carbon. What does that mean? That Shekula mischaprim b'sayr hamishtaleach, b'shar averus divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That the sayr hamishtaleach is mechapron all the other averus that are done by Yisrael, by a Levi, or by a Kahanim. In other words, for the averus that are done with Tumas Mikdash Kadeshov, that we know the Kahanim get the kapara from the carbon of the Pah. And the Yisrael gets the carbon from the Sir Chattis. Mashenke, the Seir Mashtaleach, that's Mechaper on the other Averis, both for the Kahanim, for the Levim, and for the Yisraelim. They all have the same Kapara with this one carbon of the Seir HaMashtaleach.
So the whole Klai Yisrael, the Yisraelim, the Levim, and the Kahanim, the Shar Averis, everybody has the Kapara from the Seir HaMashtaleach. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Zelephan of Nim, Kaper b'domim halolu al tumah shiru l'fnei l'fnim. In other words, the tumah you did in the Kodesh Kodashim, it's mechaperim. Im nichnas odim shum tumah. V'yein bo yediyah b'soif. Avol hu yediyah b'tchilu l'fnim mekron. Then also zehechol al tumah shiru b'hechol yisem ezbeach mashmo al tumah shiru l'odim b'mizbeach b'shoy k'day sh'shtachavo shizel shir shilu mishnitlu mazoro. Hushva kudam. V'hai yichaper basro. In this last type of a kaporo, that kahanim levim v'yisraelim over tumas mitzvah shekadoshim v'yeshal ashroisom shreyapar mechaper lekahanim v'yasoyer anas b'fnim al yisrael. Was the kaporo to say that if you did the avera that you went into the base of mitzvah when you were tameid, that can't be everybody together because the kahanim have the kaporo on the carbon of the par and the rest of the yisrael have the kaporo on the soil that's a chatas lashem. But which type of a kapara does everybody have together the same carbon? Malamed shekula mischaprin bevidui shel soy hamishtaleach v'shar averus divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Kohen Gadol sent away, when they sent away the soy hamishtaleach, the vidui said on that carbon was a vidui forgiveness for the whole Klal Yisrael, the Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, and all other averus. It's the averus of the Tumas Mikdash. If you went into the Beis Hamikdash, that's a different kapara. That you have on the par of this or the soil Hashem. But all other averus, the whole Klai Yisrael has the kapara on this carbon, the soil HaMashtaleach. That was the Yehudi Shita. Rabbi Shimon says no. That Kishem, the same way, Kishem Shadam HaSoyer, Hanase Befnim, Mechapara Yisrael, Betumas Mitdash Kedoshav, the same way the soyer that went Chatas Lashem, that korban was the kapara for Klal Yisrael on the tumah on the avera. If any Yisrael went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei, or if any Yisrael ate kachim when they were tamei, he learns kach dam par. The same way the dam of the par mechaper al kahanim v'tumas mikdash kedoshim. It's also mechaper for all kahanim on the avera of going into the Beis Hamikdash when you tamei or eating from the kodeshim when you tamei. Now, Rabbi Shimon says like this. Ukishem Shavidui Shel Soy HaMashtaleach Mechapra Yisrael V'shar Averus. The same way by the Soy HaMashtaleach, this Soy, for sure it was a Kapara for the rest of Klaius of all the Yisraelim and all the rest of the Averus. Say they learn Kach Vidui Shel Par Mechapra Ala Kahanim V'shar Averus. That's what Rabbi Shimon learns, that the Kahanim, even on the rest of the Averus they did, the kapor is not with the Seir HaMashtaleach, but the kapor is on the special power. The power that the Kohen Gadol brings, his own power, is the kapora for all the other kahanim, not only for the tumah, the avera of tumas mikdash, but for all other averas also. If any avera kohen did throughout the year, his kapora is with the special power the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. So the machlekes is by the shara averas of the kahanim. that the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda holds his kapora was with the Seir HaMishtaleach, and the Shimon says no, the Kahanim's kapora for the rest of the Averis were with their own power, the power of the Kohen Gadol Bruot. The Seir HaMishtaleach was only Mechaper on the rest of Klal Yisrael. Tana Rabboni, so learn like this, Mebraisa. The Pasuk says, V'chilo Mechaper Es HaKodesh. When you finish doing the Avodas, the Zrikas, then you have your kapora. Zeh L'tzmai L'fnim. That's talking about the Avodah that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that after the Ezrikis, you have a Kapora. Like, the Avodah that's done in the Flying of Nim is one Kapora by itself. Oyomoyed, then the Apostle says, Oyomoyed, Zehechel. That the Avodahs, the seven Azoyes that were done up and, one up and seven downwards, with the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sawyer that was done in the Hechel facing the Prechis, is called one Kapora. Mizbeach, then the Apostle says, the Mizbeach, means Mizbeach HaPnim, Kimashmo. Also means Mizbech Apnim. Is Malamed, the Apostle comes to teach us, Shekulon Kaporo, Shekulon Kaporo, Kaporo B'fn Yatzman. All of them have a Shem Kaporo by themselves. Rashi says, V'chilu Mechapras HaKodesh, Zeh L'fn Apnim, Elu HaZoy Shevein Abadim, Sehechel HaZoy Shelag Aporis, Mikan Omru, Lav Anos Miktas Matonis, Koel Gomar Matonis Shemefnim, V'nishpech Adam, Yom Mikan, V'yein Tzorok Lassois, as Zois, Shegoma Shrei Kapor of Niyatsmahi. But this is the Tanakam of Al Mishnah. That after you finish doing the Avoidus Pnim, you put the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, one Lamal and seven Lamata, you finish the Pnim. Then you went outside in the Heichel. And in the Heichel, all the Dam spilled out. So the Lachar is, you have to make a new Shchita and get new Dam. Where do you start over again? You don't have to start over again what was done in the Pnim, because that's called the Kapara by itself. You finished there. You only have to start over again now what you're in the middle in the Heichel. Who Adin, if you finished the whole Heichel, and now you're doing the last set of the Zrikis on the Mizbeach HaPnim, and over there the Dam spilled out, so you have to have a new Korban with new Dam, but where do you start over again? The first two is completely done, you have the Kapara. The Avoidus HaPnim and the Avoidus HaHeichel is called the Kapara by itself. You only have to start over again this last set of the Zrikas that's done on the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's from this Pasuk. That each set of these Avoidus, the Avoidus that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Avoidus that are done in the Heichel, facing towards the Prechis, and the Avoidus on the Mizbeach HaPnim, each set is called the Kapara by itself. And when you finish it, you finished it. Even though the Dam spilled out later, you don't have to do it over again. That's the Rosh the Gemara says, Melamed Shekulam Kapara, Kapara B'fnei Yatzman. Is Mikano, and from here we set over, like our Mishnah says, that no san mixas matonish mefnim. If you're in the middle of doing the avoidus in the pnim, and there's in the middle of making the hazois, the seven hazois down of the dam apar, let's say, the nishmech adam, and all the rest of the blood spilled out, so you can't finish the hazois, is the locha yovi damacha v'yascha betchilos. You have, b'matonish mefnim. You have to start over again now, and do the avoidus in the pnim. In other words, the whole set of the avoidus in the pnim is called one kapara. So if you were in the middle of doing those avoidus and the dam spilled out, you didn't finish that set in the pnim, you don't have your kapara. So you have to get new dam now and start over again these avoidus. But once you finish in the pnim, then you go to the echel, you don't have to start over again. But each one of these three sets are called the kapara by itself. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Onion, they say no. And like it says now, Mishnah, Einoi maschil elu mimokim sheposek. They hold the bigger chiddush. Even if you're in the middle of doing the avoidus in the pnim, let's say, you have your dam apar, you made already one hazor upwards, and now you did five downwards, and now all the dam spilled out. So you have to have a new korban now, a new dam. Where do you start over again? They hold you start over again exactly where you left off. You only have to do another two hazors downwards. In other words, they hold every single hazor is called the kapara by itself. So as much as you did already, you have your kapara. Either dam spilled out in the middle, and you have to start over again. So what? Start over again. But from where? From where you left off, that's all. Is a namaskal and a mokum sheposak. You only have to start from the place where you left off. That's all. Gomeresta matona shebefnim. Let's say you finished all the avoidis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then v'nishmech adam, yovi damacher, v'yascho betchilos, v'matona shebeichel. Now, please, according to everybody, you start now doing the avoidus in the Heichel. Nosa nixas matonish of Heichel. Let's say you started to do half of the azoyis in the Heichel, towards the Preches. Finish bechadam, and then the dam spilled out in the middle, is yovi damacha v'yascho v'tchilas the Heichel. You have to start over again from the beginning of the avoidus in the Heichel. This is the Tanakama that holds all the azoyis in the Heichel is called one kapara. So if you got stuck in the middle, you have to start over again. Mashenkin again, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimim, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon hold no, and in Maschel El Mokim Shepasek, you only have to start over again now from the place where you left off. Because they hold their sheet, there is every single hazor is a kapara by itself. So even though in the middle of doing the hazois and the preches, you're in the heichel, you're facing towards the preches, you're in the middle of doing the hazois, you did five already, you have to do another two, and then all the blood spills out, all you have to do is make another shrit to get a new carbon, and be finish off where you left off. Just do another two. And in maskel of mokum sheposek, what about gomar matana shev heichel, you finish doing the whole set in the heichel also, then the mishpech adam, the rest of the dam par and dam asor spilled out, is alocha yovi damachem. Get another carbon par, another carbon sawyer. The yasko with this new dam, now you start over again, v'tchila v'matanash mizbech. This is according to everybody. You just have to start over again now on the zbech apnim. What about nosa miktas matanash sheve mizbech? You started already to do on the three corners of the mizbech, or else you're up to ready the seven azoyas on the top of the mizbech. You did already five of them. V'nishpech adam, and then the dam spilled out, is alocha yovi damacher. You have to bring a new carbon, get a new carbon, new dam. The Tanakam holds again, the Yascho betchilas b'matanos ha-mizbech. You have to start over again to do the set of the avoidis on the mizbech apnim. You have to start over again and do the dalad zrikis on the four corners of the mizbech. And then you have to do it over again to seven azois on top of the mizbech. That's the Tanakam that says each set is called the kapara by itself. So this last set of the mizbech, you have to have a complete four zrikas on the four corners and then seven on top. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimim, again, their shita is no, that Mimokim Sheposak, Hu Maskel. At the place where you ended off, that's where you continue. Because they hold each Hazor is called the Kapara by itself. As much as you did Yadi Kapara, you just have to finish off now. What about Gomar Matone Shemizbech? You finished already all the Avoidus on Mizbech Afnim. You did even the seven Hazoyas on top of the Mizbech. Then the Nishpech Adam. Then the leftover Dam spilled out. Is divrei hakol le'makfi. Everybody holds it's not makit. In other words, the shvicha sashirayim is not likuva. Even though you have no more blood left over to make the shvicha to spill it on the outside mizbeach on the yisrael marovi, it's not likuva. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon is mas with the machlekes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon like this. Ushneya mikre echodoshu. They both dash in one posik. The posik says, midam chates hakipurim. Achas pashonim. For the dama, the chates once a year. Is Rav Meir Sov Tanakam holds chatis achas amatlechom v'loy shtei chatois, one chatis and not two chatois. So Rashi learns chatis achas amatlechom l'schapra kapora bo l'lasos kapora achas mishtei behemus. As each kapora has to be done with one behema, so some type of the likuva you can't do part of the kapora with one animal and part with another animal. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Savri, no chitoy echod amatlechom v'loy shnei chitoyim. No, you do only one. You don't have to do the azoyas twice. All you have to do is azor one time. As much as you did, you have your kapara. Either dam spilled out now, you don't have any more dam left over. Say nechanami, you just finish off now where you left off. But Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Shita is, you just have to have one hazor and never you do it over twice again. And according to Rav Meir, no, he only have to have one kapara from one dam. One behema has to be mechaper one set of the kapara. If you got stuck, you have to start over again. All right.
You're holding that Samachal Omer Aleph near the three quarters down. So the Morris says, Tanya, Omer Rebbe. Tanya Rebbe learned, Tanya Omer Rebbe, that Li Cholak Rebbe Yaakov Belugin. Rabbi Yaakov taught me to make a chilek belugin. Belugin means by the loch of a mitzvira, that we have the shemen of the lug shemen by the mitzvira, that we also have to make the different hazois, and we have to put it on the mitzvira. So that Rabbi said that Rabbi Yaakov taught him that there's a chilek. There's a difference between the halachas of lug by the shemen by the mitzvira to our halachas by the dam and the par of the chatis by Yom Kippurim. So Rashi says like this, that li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. It means li nosen Rabbi Yaakov chilek belug shemen shel metzora. The loch of that a metzora, when he brings his korban with his osha, he has to bring a lug and a measurement of shemen. It does not have the same halacha as we have by the Matan Domi by Yom Kippur. The Shonali, and he learned like this, he told me this is the chilek, that lo nechlaku Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the avoides hachalukas boy, that even though by the dam, by the power of Yom Kippur, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Meir said that if in the middle of the zrikis, let's say you were in the middle of the zrikis of the azoyis in the Pnim, and there the dam was nishbach, that you have to have new blood. So Rav Meir says you have to start over again from the beginning of that set. And Rav Lezer Rav Shimon said, no, you can continue on. You don't have to start over again. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon holds that each hazor that you make with the dam is like a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, if in the middle you did already five hazors, now all the blood spills out, so you just have to make a new par, a new shchitah, and with the new blood, just continue on the next two hazors. That was Rav Lezer Rav Shimon's svarah. And Rav Meir argued and says, no, the whole set is one kapara. So Rav Yaakov is saying that by the locha, by the lug of Shem and Shal Metzera, there's no machoikis. That Rav Meir and Rav Lezer Shimon don't argue over there. And there they're both moido. Ba'avodas achlukis boy, that sheva hazoy shebepnim. The locha by this lug Shemin is k'mat the same halachis. You take this lug Shemin of the Metzera, and you have to make seven times the hazors towards the proiches, or matan bohinis, and then you have to put the shemen on the thumbs of the mitzvah. So loyamina, there we do not say, mi mokem sheposak mi shamhu maskel. We don't say there that wherever you left off, that's where you can continue. Like let's say in the middle when you're pouring the hazois of the shemen, all the shemen spills out. So the chura, you have to get new shemen now. The chura should be the machlekes. According to Rav Meir, you have to start over again. According to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, you should continue. So Yaakov said, no. Here there's no machlokes. The chesed, because the pasuk says, lug echod shemen, means lug echod amati l'chol liyoy sakapora boy v'loy shnei lugim. Here is exeris hakasid, you could only use one lug of shemen to do the kapora by the mitzvah. And you can't afford to do half of the hazois with one lug, and then when this lug spills out, you have to take another lug and to finish it off. Like when does Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon say by the dam of the par that if in the middle of the hazois all the blood spills out, you have to have new dam, a new shchita, but you only continue. When do we continue? Only by the dam of the par, because over there the pasuk says yikol medrash chitui echod amati l'chom. You have to do one chitui and you don't have to do it over a second time. Avol hochol eklamei mehochi. My thinking here by the lug shemen by the mitzvah, here the posuk's mashma lug echad. You can only use one lug to do all the avodas with the lug. Now with this lug shemen, you have to first be mazah seven times towards the preiches, and then you have to take the lug shemen, the leftover of the oil, and pour it on the behindus, on the thumb of the mitzvah, and on his ears and on his toes, and then the posuk says the leftover of that you put al roshay. That's the halachas by the mitzvah. That you have to do three things with the shem and the special oil they use for the mitzvah. One is the azois seven times towards the preiches. Then you do it, you put it on the thumbs and on his ears, and then you put it on his head. So what's going to be, we said, like in the middle, when the kohen is doing either the middle of the seven azois, or else he finished the seven azois, now he's putting it on the middle of his thumbs. Now all the shemen spills out, so you have to have new shemen. But here, even according to Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon, you can't just continue on from where you left off before. You have to start over again. Because the pasuk says, lug echad shemen. Only one lug you could use to do all the avodas. And you can't divide it up and say, with the first lug, you did the first half. And then the rest of it spilled out. You have to get yourself a new jug full of shemen. You want to continue? Nothing doing. You can't do the avodas with two different lugs. You have to have one lug for the whole avoda. That was Rebbe's Kiddush. That's what Rebbe said, again, that Tanya, Omer Rebbe, Li Cholok Rebbe Yaakov Elugin. Rebbe Yaakov taught me that by the loch of the Shemin, the Lug Shemin, by the Mitzvah, it's different than the loch of the Dam by the Par. So the Gemara of Eloi, you want to tell me there's no Machlekes? You want to tell me that the true, that Rebbe Lezer and Shemin is murdered to Rameya, that there's no Machlekes? For Tanya, we learned like this, even by the Mitzvah. No San Niksas Matone Shebefnim. Let's say the Koyin put a few of the Lug Shemin of the Mitzvah he made a few matonis towards the preches. The nishpach halug. And when he finished doing that avoida, the rest of the oil and the lug spilled out. Is alocha yovi lug achar. Let him bring another lug, another jug full of shemen. The yaschel betchilas b'matonis shebhechel. This is Rameya Shita. He has to start over again from the beginning. He has to start over again. The beginning, the first seven hazois, he has to do over again. That's good. It says clearly here in the Brisa that Reb Lez and Reb Shimon Oimrim, they both say no. That mimokim sheposa kumaschil. From the place where you finished off. Like if you already had the shemen and you already poured seven times towards the preches, you finished that avoidum. Now the shemen spilled out. So true, you have to bring new shemen now to do the avoidus of the matonis on his boyin yad, on the boyin regal, on the ears of a maskil, the mokim sheposikum maskil, from the place where you finished off, that's where you continue. Goma matonis shebechel, let's say you finished doing the seven azois in hechel, finishpach alug, and now the lug shemen spilled out, is alocha yovu lugach, you have to bring another lug, another measurement of oil. The yaschel betchilas b'matanis shavavahinis, and mashiv according to Rameya, you don't have to start over again to do all the avoidas from one lug, but no, that set of avoidas that you have to spray it seven times towards the preches, that's one avoidah. If you finish that, and now the lug spilled off, so when you bring the new lug, continue on by the avoidas of matanis shavahinis, of putting the shemen on his ears, on his fingers, on the thumbs. What about in the middle? Nosa nixas matanas of bohinis. You started to do a little bit. You started to put the shemen on the thumb, but you didn't finish both thumbs. You didn't finish the toes. The nishpach halug, and in the middle of doing the toes and the hands and the ears, now the shemen spills out, is a machlekes. Yovu lugacher. You have to have to bring another lug shemen. The witty continue. The yasko betchilas the matanas of bohinis. You have to start from the beginning of this set. Of the set of putting the shemen on the behindness, on the thumbs and on the toes, the big toes. That's Rameya Shita. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, what does Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say? They say no, that mimokim sheposak humaso. From the place where you ended off, that's where you continue on. In other words, you see clearly, the same machlokes we have by the dam of the power on Yom Kippur, the exact same machlokes applies to the loch of the shemen, the luk shemen, by the mitzvah. This is all Akash and Rabbi Yaakov. How could Rabbi Yaakov before say that choluk, that is a difference, that by the Luke Shemin, everybody holds you have to start over again. Here the Brisa says clearly, it's the exact same achlekes. But what about Goma Matana Shema Bahinus? You finished already with this Luke Shemin Shel Mitzayra. You finished doing first the seven hazois in the Pnim towards the Precious. Then you finished putting the dam on the thumbs and on the ears. Then after you finish that, then the leftover shemen spilled out. Now what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to continue, put the leftover shemen on the rush, on the head of the mitzvah. But here everybody holds divrei hakel matanas harosh lemakedis. Here everybody holds if the shemen spilled out before you did this, putting it on the mitzvah's head, you don't have to do it over again. You don't have to give another luk shel shemen. That's not makid. That's only a mitzvah mitzchilah like shirayim. The leftover shemen, you know what you do with it? You pour it on top of the head of the mitzvah. But let's say the shemen spilled out, you makan the mitzvah the way it is, you don't have to get another luk shel shemen. So the chur, the kashas on Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemarian says, Eimar, you'd say like this, that Rebbe said like this, Li shona Rebbe Yaakov the Mugin. Just not that Rebbe Yaakov taught him that choluk, that it has a different halachim, but rather the exact same machlokes that we have by the loch of the Dama Par, by Yom Kippur, the same halach is by the Luk Shem and Shel Mitzvah. That according to Rameya, each set is a complete set, and when you finish one set, if the Shem spills out, you have to start over again from the new set, or in the middle of the set, you have to start from the beginning. That's the same machlokes by the Par, the same thing by the Shemin. And according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, though, wherever you finished off, that's where you continue. Omamar, we learned before that matonis harosh ain makedis. Not that the Torah says a mitzvah, the leftover shemen you're supposed to pour on top of the head of the mitzvah, that's not likuva. If you don't do it, you still have the mitzvah. It's not to say that if you don't have it, you're not making the mitzvah. My timer, why do we say this? Why do we say putting the shemen on top of the head is not makiv, doesn't stop the completion of the mitzvah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Siddur, because the Pasuk says, V'ha noisa min ha-shemin, the leftover of the shemin put on his head. So whenever the Torah says lashon of leftover, it means it's like shirayim. Means if you have it, do it. If you don't have it, you get away without doing it. We want the Torah says lashon v'ha noisa, the leftover, for the Gemara. Ela meyativ so v'ha noiseris min ha-mincha. The Torah says by a mincha, the loch is by mincha. First you have the complete flour and the shem together. Then the kohen takes the kemitza. And then the leftover from the kemitza, the Torah says, v'han aseres min ha-mincha. What's left over from the kemitza, that's called a mincha. If you want to tell me, hochinamid loy makvi, here also by a mincha, it's not makiv. And we know it is makiv by a mincha. Like Rashi says, hochinamid loy makvi, the end of the third line. The Yom Amar, we learned the Gemara in Menachis, that Shirayim, Shechosru ben Kemitza liaktara. After the Kohen takes the Kemitza, he takes his handful of the flour. So the leftover flour there is called Shirayim. Now that Shirayim, if any little bit of it got lost before you amakti, before you put the Kemitza on the Mizbeach, it is Allah emakti and the Kemitza layu. You're not allowed to be makti the Kemitza anymore. You see, even though the Torah says a lashon of what's left over from the mincha, the shirayim, it's not cold like you don't need it. You need it. And if that leftover flour got lost, even a little bit of it, you're not allowed to bring the mincha. You can't be marked to the kemitza. So you see, even though the Torah says a lashon of v'han neseres, still it means v'kuva. So maybe here also, when the Torah says v'anoisim min hashemin, the leftover oil you have to put on top of the head of the mitzvah, maybe it's also v'kuva. If you don't have it or it's spilled out, you have to bring another luksa shemin. So the Moran says no. Shani hosom v'chsiv u'miyeser v'hanoisim. It says like a double lashon by the shemin shel mitzvah. So it's considered like shirayim v'shirayim, that's not v'kuva. Like Rashi says, Shani hocho dechtiv u'miyeser ha-shemen v'hanoiser. Ma'atonas b'hoynes k'ruyin shirayim. Like we said, by the shluk shemen, there are three avoidas you have to do with it. First, you have to take the shemen and make seven hazois, spray it seven times towards the prechis. Then the Torah says, v'hanoiseris. What's left over from that shemen, put on the b'hoynes. So the Torah calls it one shirayim, the leftover shemen of the hazois, to put on the b'hoynes on the thumbs. Now, umatonas harosh, when you get finished putting the leftover shemen on the behinis, on the thumbs, then it turns on the second time. The leftover shemen of that, put on the rush. Is umatonas harosh shriyim shirei shirayim. Tehsibu v'hanoise b'shirayim or rishonim, yiten ala rosh hamitar. The Torah says the second time, the leftover shemen. So since the Torah says like two times, the leftover shemen, so by the time you come to putting it onto the rush, that's not the kuvah. Even if you don't have any shemen left over, still you're ready in the kind of the mitzvah. That's why this leftover shemen to put on the head of the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah to do. But if you don't have it around anymore, you're in the kind of the mitzvah even without doing it. Mashenkin by mincha, the Torah only says it one time, that the aneseros min ha-mincha, what's left over from the mincha, has a loch of shirayim, that you have to have it there. If it gets lost, you can't bring the mincha. Because there the Torah only says it one time. But here the Torah says it two times, it's not likuva. Must have new Gemara now. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this. Asha mitzayra.